One of the things about summertime is the crowd comes and goes, right? And yet a lot of folks who are not with us in this room are listening to us online, and some later in the week, some right now, live. Good to see you, waving at the camera there. But we appreciate everybody who's here today, and we're going to talk a little bit today about prayer. And one of the things I love about our church is I would say that we are a praying church. Amen? You know, amen means yes. You agree with that thing. So I would say that we are a praying church. Yeah, there you go. Sally, I would say that we're a praying church. Okay. So for y'all who didn't see, she just did that. Okay, good. And I'm going to say a few things about prayer today, but I want to say right off, this is not an exhaustive lesson on prayer, because there's other things, lots more than we're going to have time for today, even though we will be going quite a bit over time. Just kidding. Last week, I introduced you to this prayer, even though you've probably said something like this all the time in your prayers, but I call it the submission prayer, and it says, you know my heart. This is God, you know my heart. I know that you're sovereign. Your will be done. God knows me better than I can communicate to myself. This happens lots of times at the table where mom and dad and I sit and discuss life. And this happens almost every day. And we'll talk for a minute. And as we begin to talk, whoever's talking, they'll be in the middle of a sentence and they won't know the next word, because their vocabulary is, they're losing it. And when I say they, I mean we. And another person finishes the sentence. Have you ever been in a conversation where you couldn't say it, but so the person you're talking to says it with you? I think this is often how it is with God. You know my heart. You know it better than I do. This is me, God. And he says, yes, I know you. And I say to him, I know you're in charge, not me, but I do have some requests. But in the middle of my requests, your will be done. One of the ways I start my days is praying this prayer. It's written on some... I'm having that moment, you know, where you don't know what it is. It's not a whiteboard, but it's kind of like that. But it's a paper thing you tear off, like the prayer list is on back there. Yeah, that. It's in my garage, and I'm sitting there drinking coffee. The sun's just coming up, and I pray this from Psalm 5. In the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my requests before you and wait in expectation. You know, this prayer is so good for me, because it's an invitation to let God have it. I'm just going to tell him what I want. I'm going to tell him what I think I need, and I'm going to ask for it. So I'm going to lay my requests here, whether they are, you know, high and lofty, or really just kind of base, like I really hope the coffee is strong when I get to work today. You know, well, actually, I don't go to work. But I mean, if I did go to work, that'd be my prayer. I want a parking spot close to the building. I can just lay out before God all of my requests. And I wait, because I believe he's going to do something. When we pray, and we've prayed in here already, when we were saying the words we were saying, Don't we expect that God is hearing those words? First of all, and are we just talking to the air? And don't we expect that God cares about what we've asked? And most of all, we believe that God is able to intervene when we make a request. Now, all of our prayers aren't requests. Some of the things we're saying to God in prayer aren't requests, but a lot of it is requests. And the psalmist here, he's in trouble. First of all, the rest of the psalm would tell you he's in trouble, and he has some requests. And he lays his, he's asking God for help. He's asking God for help. And he believes, and this is what I think we believe. So when Shelby was praying the prayers for the two churches in Arlington and for the church in Brazil, we believe that the things she was saying, God cares. And we actually think he's going to do something about it. He's going to intervene. And yet the scripture ends with, and we wait in expectation. Man, waiting is not my favorite thing. I don't know anybody who really enjoys waiting. I guess there's part of it like, you know, you smell something cooking in the oven that's awesome, in the kitchen that's awesome, and you're getting ready for it. It's kind of anticipating. There's that anticipating wait, which is kind of okay, but even that gets a little long sometimes. Waiting's not our favorite thing, and especially when we are waiting, sometimes we have the feeling that, especially in our prayers to God, that he's not doing anything. And so our prayers become disappointing because the prayer we've prayed for is not what's happening, or it seems like we're waiting too long. And so sometimes mixed with our prayer is a fear not to be too, we don't want to be too bold. But when we are, and when we let God have our heart, and sometimes we wait, and it's a little bit disappointing. God's going to answer our prayers, I would say, most of the time. And I say that most of the time because I read this in James, and it sunk into me because it also spoke to me. And I hope maybe this speaks to you. James says, you need to ask God. That's why you're in trouble. You're having wars and fightings and everything, trouble between you, and you don't have what you want, and you don't have it because you don't ask God for it. But then he says, and when you do ask, don't, and you do not receive, it's because you ask with the wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. A lot of our asking God may be from bad motives. And James clearly says, man, that God's not answering that prayer. We have selfish motives often behind our prayers. I can remember, I'm being really honest right here, I have prayed for people to die. I mean, that's, I don't think God's listening to that prayer. I've prayed for bad things to happen to people. I don't think that's going to happen either. I've prayed for my hair to grow back. It seems that's not high on his priority list either. But asking for things for selfish reasons, God is anti our selfishness. He's not going to do anything that's against his own will. And our selfishness is against his will. So faithful prayer is prayer not to get what we want, but that God will give us what we need. You know, one of my favorite moments was a concert that wasn't at the concert, but I saw a little clip of the concert, and it was Garth Brooks. in the stadium at LSU. And when they got to this, everybody was singing all the songs. I don't want to say this was the only one. But when he began, I thank God for unanswered prayers. And man, I mean, there's 90,000 people singing that same prayer. Well, there's a modern day version of that song by a Christian artist named Tasha Layton. And I want to read the lyrics to this because this speaks to me. The name of the title of the song is Thank You for the No. How many of you got some no's? Yeah, we've gotten some no's. Well, here's the lyric to the song, and really pretty powerful. She writes, though my lips were saying, God, you are good, my heart was asking, is it really so? You knew what I wanted more than anything, but that's the one thing I felt you withhold. Because you knew I wasn't ready. And you knew the time it'd take. And now that I can see your wisdom standing in this place, I say thank you for the not yet. Thank you for the not now, for the hold on, for the silence. Ooh, silence from God, that's hard. It took a while to see how you were saving me for something a little farther down the road, and now I'm standing in your better yes. So thank you for the no. You were working on my patience, leading me with love. You knew just how much I hate to wait. You know just how much I need to wait. Though through it, you were tender, teaching me to trust. Guess sometimes that's how you grow our faith. So I thank you for the not yet. Thank you for the not now. Thank you for the hold on, for the silence, and how you were saving me for something better a little farther down the road. So I thank you for the no. Man, can we have the grace and wisdom to thank God for the no? Last November, there was a job opening at ACU that Mary Beth fit perfectly. It was to be she works now as an academic advisor, and she actually does a lot of this kind of work already with the athletic department. But the job was the athletic director of academics. And I mean, it was like perfect. She was the perfect person for it. And as they began to interview, they reached out to her and asked her to apply for the job. And so this is a good thing. And she's getting rolling. And as we go through January, and then we go through February, some other people interview. And then it's kind of like, they said, well, we definitely want to interview in a little, we're going to have these other people come in. And then it was like crickets. All of a sudden, you know, I like to know what that, when kids say that's crickets, I know what that means. It means quiet. There's nothing. And our prayer through this time was, God, your will be done. You know my heart. And especially protect me. This is what she began to pray. Protect me from anything that might hurt me and my relationship, especially my relationship with you, God, and my family. Well, she didn't get the job. And it was kind of turned out a little bit difficult. The way it played out was, I would want to say, actually unprofessional on the other folks' part. But man, day one, when she didn't get the job, it was like, God answered our prayer. God answered our prayer. And I was not quite in the same place that she was, actually. I had some people I needed to talk to. But her spirit of just submission. Okay, this is what we ask for. That God, if no is better for me, let me have the no. Because, you know, prayer is not like a Christmas list. And yet, I think all of us kind of, at least in my realm of influence, it's like I learned about Santa Claus at the same time I learned about God. Did you? Isn't that about the same time you're learning about God? And I thought I could, it's easy if you're four to get those two confused. But as we've grown up, prayer is not like a Christmas list. We pray this, your kingdom come, your will be done. We don't pray, God, make me comfortable today. God, make me safe today. God, give me a promotion. Please give me a raise. And then if any of that fits, you know, here's the thing. God's not accountable to us. But often we judge him based on how he's answered our prayer. God, where are you? You know, a lot of times people would call God unfair. But the thing is, our human understanding of what love, the love of God, it can't create a standard. We can't create a standard that God has to meet. God, unless you do this, you're not God. And so as we pray, we need to submit to God, trusting that he loves us and that he's in control. I want to say this, that to me, this is the idea that really comes out in one of the our favorite verses is Jeremiah 29:11. It says, he knows the plans that he has for us. He doesn't say, you know the plans. He doesn't say, I know your plans for yourself. He doesn't say, I know the plans you want me to have for you. He says, I know the plans that I have for you, and those plans are good. Those plans are good. Now, sometimes we don't see good quite like God sees good. And, you know, sometimes I want to say, God, really? Broccoli? Do we have to have that? Why broccoli? You know, why? Okay. Maybe there's some broccoli lovers in the audience. I don't know. But this is, God knows the plans he has for us. I don't know the plans God has for me. But I know his plans are good. But man, sometimes it just doesn't seem good. Back to the psalm. Maybe it was the no in my prayer that was meant to grow my faith. It was meant to grow my faith. Because things didn't work out quite like I'd hoped. And I'm wondering, is God really know what I want? Well, I've been pretty specific. He knows the plans. And he says he's going to give me, well, the NIV says he's going to prosper me. Other versions would say he's going to give me welfare. Others is going to give me healing or peace. All this from the Hebrew word shalom. He's going to give me the best life. The best of the best life. That's his plan for me. So one of the things I think this means is the more I pray in alignment with God's will, the more peace and joy and love and hope I'll have. And what's happening is I'm transforming. Have you ever had some of your desires change as you've grown older and wiser? Your desires change. And if I'm a Jesus follower, my desires become more like Jesus. And so this transformation occurs. And so we begin to pray like Jesus. What if we prayed like Jesus? What would we pray for? Wouldn't be a raise. Jesus never prayed for a raise, a higher salary. Never happened. He prayed, take this cup from me. But not my will, but yours. few hours after he prayed that prayer, he prayed, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. Well, is that my pattern of prayer? Maybe that's how what our prayer will become. So I'm practicing this. I've been practicing this for a while, and I'm going to tell you one of the ways I do it. Last Sunday, after we had our worship time here, Mary Beth and I flew to South Carolina. We actually flew to Georgia and then drove up to South Carolina. And we went to the airport. And as I walked in the airport, I always do this when I go to DFW, I think, I need to tell these people that I know Art Carlson. And that will make things a lot smoother for me. But I do pray for Art. And I pray for everybody. Everybody here, I think, but your name, for sure, you to be on my list, it has to be in the directory, because I go down the directory. And so, you know what, though? When I do pray for Art, I almost never, and maybe I should do this, Art, but I almost never pray for Art, hey, God, I hope Art has a fun day today. Maybe I should. But actually, this is the prayer I've regularly pray for Art. I pray that in your thoughts, in your words, and in your actions, that the light of Jesus will shine through you. You know what? How many of y'all think God has answered that prayer? Yeah, baby. And then I also pray this prayer for you, Art, specifically this. I pray that other prayer kind of for some of you, because I'm trying to imagine what you look like at work or whatever you're doing during the day. But I pray this. I pray that no matter what the traffic is like when Art is driving to and from work, that God's presence fills his car, and that in Art's heart, he would feel the Spirit of God in him, and he would experience peace and joy. Now, I don't know if the traffic always allows you to feel that peace and joy, but I'm praying for the Spirit in you, Art, every day, because I'm imagining that drive up to the airport, that drive back to Art's house. And I do the same for all of you who are on the list, you know. The thing is, I would say this too, sometimes the people at the front of the alphabet get a little bit more prayer than the longer prayers than the one at the end. But praying, laying our requests before God and having this discussion. God, this is what I'm hoping. This is what I'm wanting. This is my prayer for today. Daily bread. I'm praying for daily bread. I'm praying for guidance, God. I'm praying that you'd show me the way today. I'm praying for this. That in these prayers, we submit our will to his will. And that we would pray his prayers for ourselves, but also for each other. We're going to sing a song next, I'm pretty sure. But I want to finish with the same way we started this submission prayer. And the idea that, God, you know my heart. I know you're in charge. I know you're sovereign. I know, and I submit to you, the King of my life. You know what I want. You know, I want my parents to live forever. But I know you got a better plan for them than that. Don't you think? I mean, really, y'all have met my folks. I mean, I believe God's got a better deal than 1633 Newcastle, Abilene, Texas. Got a better place. He's got something better going on. And so I pray right now today, God's will be done. Because I believe his will for your life is even better than what your dream for your life is. And so we pray this. We pray your kingdom come. And so let's sing this song as a prayer of your particular life before God. Pray this prayer.